Halloween! I started off right this time. Woohoo! All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text, of course, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. While we're at it, shoot, man, text us in some pictures of your Halloween costumes. We've had some pretty good ones here in at the station today. Gracie's got some Halloween earrings on.
And a handful of candy that I continue to munch on throughout the show.
Exactly. I didn't do the Halloween thing. I'm just Bobby. So
should we pierce your ears?
No, thank you. Holy cow! You want me to cry like a baby on the air? I don't think so. That would not be good. We've had a couple good costumes in here though. The front desk girl came in today with the she came all decked out like a ghost, and she had like this hat on. I was like, who is that? And then end up being Sarah. I was like, oh, okay. All right. Wasn't expecting that one. Jenna came in today all done up. Like, and then, you should have seen Steve this morning, the news guy. Oh, man, that was good stuff. He had long gray hair, like a wig, and it was awesome. It was cool. He looked like it was actually his clothes. I don't know how he still has clothes from 50 years ago, but he still has some of his clothes from 50 years ago. And he was dressed up like basically a hippie. But it was like his clothes from when he was a hippie.
He looked like he fit the part like very well, he did. Too. Like it looked natural.
Yeah, look at like if you saw him you'd just think like, oh, okay, yeah. it's good stuff. All right. Top three stories here for you. Starting off, President Trump has asked the Supreme Court to block the House from being able to get his tax returns. The Dow closed a little bit lower today, but it's the best month since January of 1976, and the Supreme Court is considering the legality of race-based admissions in colleges, the whole affirmative action thing. This could have wide-ranging consequences, depending on how they rule with this. Because, I mean, let's put it this way. What if the Supreme Court comes out and goes, yeah, no, you can't do that. That's unconstitutional to use race as a criteria to admit kids into college. Well, then what's the fallout? Can you use race for hiring? What about for hiring for college football coaches or NFL football coaches? They have the Rooney Rule where you're required to interview people of specific races. And, you know, what's the fallout if the Supreme Court comes out and goes, yeah, no, that's not constitutional. You can't hire based on race. Oh, boy. It could have a massive fallout from there. We'll have to see how that goes down. President Trump not wanting the House to have his tax records, just knowing it's going to open up more problems for him to have to deal with. He's ready to move on, and they're not. They just want to keep on keeping on. In the meantime, here in the state of Florida, Florida has advanced has drafted a rule prohibiting doctors from providing cross-sex hormone treatment and sex reassignment surgery to minors experiencing gender dysphoria. This has been a new rule that it's just a drafted rule that's been advanced to the Florida Board of Medicine. They've already approved this initial process. Florida Surgeon General Joseph Lodapo issued a non-binding guidance through the Department of Health, arguing there was not enough evidence proving hormonal treatment and gender reassignment surgery for minors experiencing gender dysphoria was the best course of action. So that's why they've come up with this rule at this point. So no puberty blockers. That's basically what it's talking about. No puberty blockers, no gender reassignment surgery for minors. I think one of the best things we saw, like the best, I wouldn't say argument, but a common sense approach to it was during the debate with Governor DeSantis and Charlie Crist, when Governor DeSantis stated, we don't allow our minors to get tattoos. Why would we allow them to have complete gender reassignment surgery? I think he called it genital mutilation, but the point being was still the same. We're not going to allow a minor to have a tattoo. Why would we allow them to have puberty blockers, things that can mess with their hormones for the rest of their life? I saw that somebody shared a video with me on social media. It was hard to watch because it was a young boy who, well, he's not young anymore. He's in his 20s. But when he was a teenager, he got puberty blockers and had reassignment surgery. And then when he's in his 20s, he decided, no, I don't think I'm a girl after all. I might be an effeminate boy, but I'm still a boy nonetheless. And he was in tears on the social media talking about like how he ruined his life at 15 years old and didn't realize the consequences that he'd be experiencing just 10 years later, much less 20, 30, 40 years later. And seeing that kind of thing, this is the thing that, you know, when we talk about the minorities doing this, this is something with parenting in general that's kind of gotten out of hand in some ways. We still have a lot of parents who unfortunately abuse their kids. We see it in the news all the time where they might, you know, go a little too far in the discipline or losing patience with them and stuff. But unfortunately, we're seeing the far spectrum now where it's like, I'm going to let my kid do whatever they want to do. What? Your kid doesn't know what they want to do. Yeah, they do. No, they don't. That's your job as a parent to help guide them until their brain is developed enough that they can make their own decisions at that point. Their brains are still developing until your young 20s. And you're going to allow them to make drastic changes while their brain is still developing? That's dangerous. So a recent poll, this is a nationwide poll, not just a Florida poll, and you're listening to Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. The majority of Americans, 78.7% of voters, believe that underage minors should be required to wait until there are adults to legally use puberty blockers and undergo permanent sex changes. 78.8%. That is out of that group, 84.6% are independents. 53% Democrat. That's right, just barely over half of Democrat voters say you should wait to be an adult. That's just surprising to me to see that low of a number on the Democrat side. That's what basically brings that number down to 78.7. 78% is already pretty high, but to bring that number down to 78%, it took only 53% of the Democrats, to go along with that. Independents, 84%. So that was according to a recent poll pertaining to puberty blockers and gender assignment surgery. So here in the state of Florida, they're looking to make a move to keep minors from being able to do that in our state. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace in the eastbound direction is extremely slow right now. Got a call in during the break letting us know that there was also an accident at the intersection of Scenic and Davis as you are trying to get onto the Highway 90 causeway. So we are seeing some heavier delays on Scenic getting towards that intersection of Davis Highway and Scenic right near the Tom Thumb. Other than that, we are still seeing delays on I-10. If you're getting off at Avalon Boulevard heading eastbound, expect to wait at the light for just a bit before you're able to get off of the exit. And 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point in the eastbound lanes are slow moving in front of the Nature Preserve. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Hey, the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival set for Friday as well. It's going to go Friday through Sunday downtown in Seville Square. Enjoy 3 days of painting, sculptures, jewelry, the Pensacola Symphony, crafts, and food. Admission to the festival is free. $25,000 in prize money is awarded. This year, they're welcome artists from 26 states. 54 are from Florida. 18 artists are local. Get more details on our website, newsradio923.com. And just a reminder as well, for a limited time, you can purchase a big green egg that's going to be used at the Pensacola Egg Fest at 25% off. That's right. You can pre-order an egg at 25% off so they can use it for Egg Fest. So obviously, they'll pre-season it for you. They'll cook on it, and you get to take it home. They have 60 extra large and large eggs and 10 mini max eggs that are going to be used for the event. Just go to PensacolaEggFest.com to order yours today. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, happy Halloween to you. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around.
weirdest thing you've ever seen.
Happy Halloween! It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So, there is... where'd it go? Be sure to download our mobile app. It's News Radio Pensacola in your app store. And if you do so, you can listen to the live stream, of course, but you can also listen to podcasts on demand. Check out national and local news. And if you got any kind of traffic tip or anything like that, you can use the open mic feature to send us your audio tip. In fact, I used it today. I was out at the Gulf Coast Fish House when it was on fire, and I just asked Eric Gilmore. I was out there with Eric Gilmore. I just asked him if he could just give me an update. And I used the open mic feature on the app. And immediately sent it to the newsroom, and they were able to use it. So there you go. It's a pretty cool little app. Be sure to download that. News Radio Pensacola in the App Store. It's, let's see here. Coming up here in about 7 minutes, I got an update for you on Warrington Middle School. You know, there's this talk. They got till January to decide what they're going to do with it. Otherwise, they're going to have to shut it down for good. But they're trying to get charter school to get involved with it. And I've got an update on all that coming up here in about 6 minutes.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Senator Marco Rubio was here today campaigning in Pensacola ahead of next week's election.
The message that I think it's important for us to send is that this country is not prepared, does not want this insanity, this lunacy, this out of control stuff that has really taken us in a direction that really robs us of what makes us special and unique.
And that rally held today at the Fish House downtown. Of course, he had addressed all the hot topics, inflation, immigration, crime, and he faces Democrat Val Demings in next week's election. Current polls showing Rubio with a little bit of a lead, about 7 points or so going into the election. More details released today about last week's attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul. The suspect in that attack, David DePapp, reportedly assaulted Paul Pelosi with a hammer and wanted to apparently hold Nancy Pelosi hostage and break her kneecaps if she lied. That's from a federal complaint. Now, the complaint does not specify what he was considering to be a lie. Paul Pelosi underwent surgery after that attack and is reportedly in improving condition. Bobby, somebody out there tonight could be a billionaire. That Powerball jackpot sky high again at the 10-figure level. Of course, nobody's hit that since August 3rd. Tonight's jackpot should be past $1 billion, and that's only for the second time ever. Of course, this is my retirement plan, so.
Like I say, this is your retirement plan, isn't it? So you got a ticket already going? You got to go pick that up tonight.
No, I'm going to have to go pick that up tonight. Yep.
Oh, boy.
I can't miss out on this one.
No, this is a big one.
This
here.
Is it.
And I keep saying, I don't know if you pay attention to this stuff. I've lived like all over the country, being in radio and everything. I've never seen so many lottery winners in my life as what we get here in Escambia County, between Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
Right, yeah.
This is like the winning spot right here.
That's like, right. That's why I'm here. You know, I got to get some of this Escambia County luck.
That's right, yeah. I'm serious. Didn't somebody just win like 2 weeks ago like $1 million again?
It's yes, like, yes, I believe so.
Yeah, it's like we constantly get people here winning these, and a lot of them are just scratch offs. They win like $1 million off a scratch off.
Yes, yeah, I've seen a lot of people winning $1 million on the scratch offs and that type of thing. But you know, the reality is the odds are against you. You'll probably never win, but it's worth it to dream for about 10 minutes. So.
How much does a scratch off cost anyway?
Oh boy, they range. There's some of them that are like $50.
What?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
I can't afford those. No. I'm more on like the, you know, $1 tickets.
I got you. Yeah. And to do the Powerball, how much is that thing?
Powerball tickets are like $2.
Just $2? That's it?
$2, yeah.
All right. Well, that might be worth it to... I mean, the problem is the crushing disappointment of the loss afterwards.
That's true. Well, you can't look at the disappointment. You gotta look at it as an investment to dream.
An investment to dream. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I gotta change my mindset. I gotta change my mindset about what this is about. So.
And you gotta think that the Powerball is gonna get up high again, and you're in Escambia County, so you'll have
the
luck again. And so
luck is here. You're here. This is it.
All right. Just a couple less hot dogs per week, and good to go is what you're saying.
I don't know. How much is a hot dog these days?
I don't know.
How many are you eating?
Is that with or without a bun?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Okay.
There's a lot of variables here.
Let's go with tacos then. You got me on that one. All right, Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Really slow moving traffic on both Highway 90 and I-10 getting out of Pensacola. On Highway 90, this is going to be at the Causeway. Moving eastbound, only one lane open as you are moving out of Pensacola towards Pace. And we did get a call in a little bit earlier letting us know that there's an accident at that intersection with Scenic in Davis. So it's a little bit more delays than even we've been seeing these past couple of weeks, as well as I-10 moving out of Pensacola going towards Pace. The traffic is going to be extremely slow as you're about to get off at Avalon Boulevard. Got a call in letting us know that that traffic has creeped back onto the Escambia Bay Bridge. Again, that's eastbound on I-10. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. I want to give you an update on what's going on with Warrington Middle School. That's next on News Radio 92.3.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine.
Oh, yeah. Happy Halloween. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let me give you an update on Warrington Middle School. So, the rundown here, they got until January to figure out what they're going to do. Otherwise, they got to close it. It's either got to become a charter school or it's got to go away. And Charter Schools USA basically said they put a pitch in that they're interested, but they wanted the county to pay for them to come visit and basically do an inspection of the area. And that was the last place we heard about it. I didn't even hear that the county approved going ahead and doing that yet. Well, apparently they did. Charter Schools USA spent 2 days at Warrington Middle School last week to decide whether or not the firm wants to help save the school. According to them, according to Dr. Tim Smith, the superintendent, says, "I felt very positive. They were greatly encouraged. They liked working with our team and dialoguing with the team and seeing the facility, and we felt the same way." So basically, looks like they've, at least thus far, received a positive assessment of Warrington Middle School. So that might mean it's going to be saved in the area. We shall see. Of course, there is one other group that is interested in it as well in case Charters USA doesn't want it.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I remember!
Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Happy Halloween to you. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what you got going on?
Well, Bobby, you know, if you were out and about and you saw a giant donut rolling down 9 Mile Road today, you may have wondered where it was headed. Well, it's actually part of the sign for that new Maynard's Donuts location. They're moving over to the corner of 9 Mile and Pine Forest. They had their sign moved today, but the original Maynard's is still open, and they're also passing out free donuts to kids in costume until 8 o'clock tonight.
Very nice. I like it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Be safe as you're out there tonight, as we were talking about last hour. It's a dangerous night for pedestrians, and so so just be safe when you're out there, especially on Mondays. Whenever Halloween's on Mondays, it's like the worst, apparently. And I guess maybe from over the weekend, I don't know. That just seems weird. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. The top story is actually John Fetterman loses out on a major endorsement up there in Pennsylvania. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette cited concerns over his lack of transparency regarding his health and his inexperience. They said he has an impulse to conceal. So they decided to not endorse him. Instead, they endorsed the Dr. Mehmet Oz for the U.S. Senate. So, yeah, I think the impulse to conceal, because apparently now the word is coming out that he had health problems when he ran for lieutenant governor, and he didn't reveal it back then that he had AFib, and so now, of course, he has the stroke, and also, so now they're saying, okay, yeah, this guy's got to, this guy's has an impulse to conceal. So with that impulse to conceal, like, what would he conceal if he was a U.S. senator? Good point right there. Good point. Other top stories of FoxNews.com. San Francisco DA announces the charges against Paul Pelosi's attack suspect, attempt to murder, and attempt to kidnap. And so apparently this guy planned to kidnap Nancy Pelosi. This guy's great. I'm seeing all these buzz stories about he might be an illegal immigrant and stuff. I don't know about all that, but this guy's crazy either way, right? No matter what, he's pretty darn crazy. So let's see here. The other top stories. Oh, we're talking about one of the top three stories is that the Supreme Court is listening to affirmative action arguments today. And Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas, dismissed an argument from the lawyer defending race-based affirmative action policies, said he doesn't give much weight to the idea that diversity automatically creates better outcomes. He says, I don't put much stock into affirmative action policies creating diversity in colleges. That does not bode well for the... I'm telling you, this affirmative action case right here is... It could be huge. It could be huge for the workforce. It could be huge in sports. It could be huge, obviously, in schools. Let's get traffic on the files of Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good on I-10. Slowdowns near Avalon Boulevard's exit has cleared up as well as Highway 29 really not showing anything to slow you down. On Highway 90, we do have the typical afternoon slowdowns. As you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, expect some slowdowns with only one lane open in the eastbound direction on the causeway that is backed up onto Scenic Highway. And 98, it is clearing up on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. So you're still going to see some slight delays right around Gondolier Boulevard. But other than that, 98 is checking in clear throughout Tiger Point in Navarre. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so let me go back to this Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas, and what he was talking about as it pertains to the affirmative action. Because he actually says some pretty interesting things. Because at first I was a little surprised when I read that he says you don't put much stock into basically a racially divided, diverse group performing at a high level. He says the mechanism there is that it reduces groupthink and that people have longer and more sustained disagreement, and that leads to a more efficient outcome. I guess I don't put much stock in that because I've heard similar arguments in favor of segregation too. I've heard the word diversity quite a few times and I don't have a clue what it means. It seems to mean everything for everyone. Oh boy. So, yeah, he's a little bit surprised to see him standing that strong against it. But, yeah, he's basically saying having racially diverse groups of people in colleges, in his mind, does not help them perform at a higher level. And the argument that they're using about why is the same argument he's heard used for segregation in the past. Oh, boy. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
Bobby's Brain Teases. One study estimated the average child collects between 3,500 and 7,000 calories of candy on Halloween. 3,500 to 7,000. A 100-pound child who consumes 7,000 calories would have to walk 44 hours or play full-court basketball for 14 and a half hours to burn those off. So, yeah. And... So what about the mom and dad who steal the kids' candy? how far would I have to walk? Trick-or-treating was also inspired by a tradition called mumming in the Middle Ages. People dressed up as ghosts and demons and went door-to-door performing songs and scenes from plays in exchange for food and drinks. Halloween originated in Ireland, and some of the customs there include eating barmbrack, which is a traditional fruitcake. Ooh! Lighting bonfires and setting off fireworks. In Germany, the tradition for people to hide their knives on Halloween night. The idea is to prevent returning spirits from getting injured. Okay. And Americans used to celebrate the holiday by sending Halloween cards. In the early 1900s, Halloween cards were about as popular as Christmas cards back in the early 1900s. That's your Halloween special version of Bobby's Brain Teases for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So coming up here next, what do we got? Oh, yeah, I got a national hurricane update for you. Plus, I got to talk about beaches. That's all coming up next on News Radio 92.3.